Welcome back to the Oil of Amigos.
To the Oil of McCovoid.
To the Oil of McCovoid. And we're back at the bottom of Pay Fay, discussing the pivotal relationship between man and wife, a cornerstone of our lives, which is so, so crucial. And as we discussed last time, we're building ourselves up now. We're just young adults. But the way to have a successful marriage is to go in complete, to go in with the proper mindset, to go in with the proper midos. And it doesn't come in a vacuum. It comes over years of dedication, years of growth, so that when you are Mirtz Hashem ready to date, ready to get married, you're going to be ready to go, ready to start a family, Mirtz Hashem. But it needs to start now. And midos take a lot of time, a lot of effort, a lot of growth, a lot of shvitz. That's why we talk about these in Yonim now. The Inyan Shel Shalom Bayis Sugya Arucha Mod. The topic of Shalom Bayis is a very, very long sugya. Very, very comprehensive. The Kanrak Mivari Nisodos Shenagoyim L'Inyan Shel Kavod. Here we're only going to explain the foundations that apply to Kavod, to honor. Kvar Bianu Li'ayil HaKesher Ben Ava L'Kavod. We already discussed earlier the connection between love and honor. She'im Adam Argisha Hu Ahuv. If a person feels that he's loved, beloved, it strengthens his importance. If a person feels loved, if a person feels valued, he's going to say, wow, I'm an important person. All the more so when it comes to man and his wife. The whole desire of a woman is to find favor in the eyes of her husband. And this is the barometer of her importance. She needs to feel beloved in the eyes of her husband, and this is what builds her up. It's such a crucial lesson. A man always has to show love to his wife, with strength and with consistency, through words and through actions. It's a constant, beautiful, beautiful obligation. And you have to do it very wisely. To show her love in a very sincere way. The Itub Gemara, says the Gemara Yivamos. Very interesting stories discussing marriage and the like. Rav Chiya have a come mitzarele debitu. Rav Chiya, his wife, would pain him very much, would distress him very much. As we've discussed, the Gemara discusses everything. Nothing sugar-coated, it's all inside the guideline to living. Ki ava mishkach midi, whenever he would find a gift for her, he would wrap it up nicely and bring it to her whenever he would come across something. Amarle Rav, Rav said, what are you doing? She's always paining you. She's always distressing you. She's always bothering you constantly. And you're always looking to get her gifts? Amarle, he replied, Dainu shemegalus banenu. It's enough. She raises our children. She bears our children. Umatzilos otanu menached. And she saves us from sin. He looked at the positives. He looked at everything great she did. Adkan. V'nira shehagalu shel davar zeh. What's the importance, the greatness of this Maimar Chazal? Sheyam mevi li'ishto dvarim mikom makom shehalach. He always brought things to his wife from any place that he went. Shebezeh hiralo shela'olam daito alav. This showed her that he was always thinking about her. That's the key success to a marriage. To any relationship. You're always thinking about the other person. V'zeh shava li'isha harbe yoter mikol matanot. And this is equivalent to the woman more than any other gifts. A husband has to make sure to set aside time to be with his wife. Like we write about the father and son relationship. Some people think they're good husbands. They buy flowers every Friday for their wives. Every time they call their wives from work, people think they're good husbands. They buy their wives flowers every week. They call 12:30 every day from the office. How are you? They check in. Know something very foundational. It's very deep. Something that's always done habitually or routinely doesn't necessarily show tremendous love. Certainly the first, second, third time you do it spontaneously, you're thinking about the person, that is love. But after this, once you get into a routine, the only reason you're doing this is because you have a chazakah. This is the status quo. Because if he doesn't call her at 12:30 every day, it looks like you have some problem with the love towards your wife. It's a routine. It's habit. I have to do it. And if I don't do it, I'm breaking the status quo. It looks like something's wrong. And now, since it's almost necessary in force, it doesn't show love anymore. Once it's just habitual, I need to do it, and if I don't, there's going to be consequences, and I don't, it doesn't show I love her. That's not necessarily true deep love. Something that's done every single day doesn't necessarily show you're really thinking about it and you have some feelings in your heart. He's just only fulfilling the obligation of the day. This is the mitzvah that I need to do. But let's say he buys flowers, let's say in the middle of the week, or he calls in the middle of the day to ask about how she's doing. He's doing something so great. Be spontaneous. Don't just do the order, the routine. Buy flowers in the middle of the week. Call throughout the day. Think of creative ideas to make her happy. You have to work hard and think. You have to do new things that show the love towards your wife. And don't be lazy in this regard. Boys, this is the training grounds. And the more you do, the better. You will certainly see fruits. You'll see benefits in this world and the world to come.